GoFundMe blocks project to verify Democrats' vote count process. By Neil Monroe on November 7, 2020. The GoFundMe website has blocked funding for the GOP expert who wants to apply standard quality control tests to Democrat-run vote counting agencies in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and other states. The fundraising page was memory-holed after donors contributed $220,000 to the project, said Matt Brainard, a demographic and data expert who worked on Trump's 2016 successful campaign. In response, Brainard started a second fundraiser on a second site, givesendgo.com. The second site says, "We raised $220,000 on GoFundMe before we were deleted for prohibited content. None of the money was dispersed to us. This is the same platform that raises money for bail for terrorists. Help us out by using what you gave before to help make up what we lost. We will use the funds to acquire voter data from the 7 swing states and more depending on funding, and cross-reference the early/absentee/inactive voters who cast ballots with the Master Death Index and the National Change of Address database to detect potentially fraudulent ballots. We will then deploy a call center to track down people who moved or were otherwise inactive and ask that they confirm whether or not they actually cast a ballot. Anyone who says they did not will be provided with an affidavit. All of our findings will be made public." Breitbart described Brainard's investigation here. Brainard said GoFundMe sent him a big cancellation notice that said, "We are writing to inform you that your GoFundMe has been removed due to a violation of our terms of service. The content of your fundraiser falls under our prohibited conduct section. You can view our terms of service by following this link." But Jack Morse, a reporter for Mashable.com, provided Brainard a comment from GoFundMe. "This fundraiser violates GoFundMe's terms of service. This fundraiser attempts to spread misleading information about the election and has been removed from the platform. All donors will be fully refunded." Brainard told Breitbart the quality information is of value to everyone because if we discover something fraudulent or indicative of something fraudulent, it can be investigated, and the people can have confidence that this type of crime does not go uncovered. If we discover nothing, we should be very happy to find that. I'd love to believe this is a completely clean election. That would help remove a lot of the toxicity out about the legitimacy of the ballot box counting. Joe Biden and his supporters should want this investigation to go forward, just as much as President Donald Trump. Because if nothing illegitimate happened, we're not going to find it. Then they can say, "Look, it was a clean election. You just lost." Biden's donors have a stake in demonstrating this was a clean-run election. "If my analysis and methodology determine that there was little to no indications of fraud, I will come out and say it. I've done this before when I organized poll watching in Virginia. We didn't find any kind of voter fraud, and I put out a press release the next day saying that. If I don't find anything here, I will come right out and say it. And there's nowhere for me to hide because the data is the data." On Friday, media reports said Trump's re-election campaign is expected to hire conservative operative David Bossie to lead its post-2020 presidential election legal efforts.